So if you're unemployed, you can get government benefits. You can get help with your job search. But if you've got at least that part-time job, then you've got something on active on your resume. Which is better in terms of helping you find that employment?
There's absolutely a right answer to that. To get something on your resume that points you in the direction of where you want to go.
So the active resume, better than getting a little extra help.
Yep. Here would be the way to look at this. Essentially, whoever is going to hire you next, they're going to take a look at that resume, and they're going to quickly ask themselves, what's this story here? And so what happens if we have those gaps on our resume, or if we take a job that will just kind of pay the bills, but it's really not exactly in line with where we want to go, it creates a lot of questions in the mind of that recruiter or that hiring manager.
You often tell us how important it is to have the career plan and to get that story going on your resume, right? So if I'm searching for full-time work, but all I can find is that part-time job, should I take it even if it's not part of that plan?
If you're in a place where you've got to get the money, then you might need to take that job. But that doesn't mean you got to put it on your resume. We want that resume to tell the right story. Let's talk about all the ways we screw this up. One way we screw this up is we take unemployment benefits and we say, you know, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to do some searching online and I'm just going to take unemployment benefits and so eventually I'll find something.
Maybe I'll pop into the Department of Labor and
see
what they offer.
Exactly, but essentially I'm going to sit here, so there's going to be a big gap. Okay, so if there's a gap on your resume, the downside to that is a hiring manager might look at that and say, they're lazy, or no one would hire them. Okay, that may not be fair or true, but that's what we run the risk of happening. Now, if we take something that is not in line with where we want to go, you run the risk of now that hiring manager saying, he's unfocused. He doesn't really know what he wants to do. Or worse, he's desperate.
So if you are underemployed, how do you leverage that into a better situation? Are there things that you should be doing or that you could be doing to really position yourself best to move into full-time work?
Try and work for bullets. Fill up your resume. Fill it up with activities. Volunteer things are great. But the biggest, most important thing you need to be doing is finding activities that are going to get you connected with people who could refer you. That's the number one thing. Most companies today are hiring almost exclusively on referrals. So finding roles that get you connected to the right people, that's going to open the door to your next job.
Brandon Smith is our go-to guy for working and career issues. Thank you, Brandon.
Joshua, happy to do it.